This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The highly touted public offering of Facebook stock is getting more complicated with each passing day. Since last Friday's initial offering, the price of the stock has dropped by about 8% amidst allegations that the offering was mishandled.
Today, Massachusetts Secretary of State William Galvin launched an investigation into Morgan Stanley, the investment bank that handled the IPO, over what the bank told investors prior to trading. Meanwhile, a group of investors have initiated a class action lawsuit against several banks over the Facebook stock offering.
Joining us now is Boston Globe business reporter Beth Healy. Beth, what is Morgan Stanley alleged to have done wrong? What is Secretary Galvin looking into?
The allegation is that an analyst at Morgan Stanley shared some information with some larger, more powerful investors ahead of the IPO that things maybe weren't going quite as well earnings-wise in the future for Facebook. And the thing that happens and that Galvin is looking into is whether some investors were treated better than others.
So it's not that Morgan Stanley broke any rule by sharing this particular negative information about Facebook. It's that they didn't share it with everybody. Is that the idea?
That's right. It's that all investors are supposed to be treated fairly, even though we know that's not really how the world works.
Right. So this is a case of who knew what when. It's the same concern shared by a group of investors who have initiated a class action suit of their own. Is that correct?
That's right. Some of those investors are claiming that there were material misrepresentations in the filings with regulators that Facebook made. And a lot of times there are lawyers kind of standing ready to do this sort of thing, digging through the documents to find something that seemed not to be true.
Now, what has Morgan Stanley said in response?
Morgan Stanley says, hey, everyone knew that things were not going so great for Facebook. News had started to trickle out last week that maybe the revenue horizon wasn't looking quite as robust as it had before. And they claimed that the information that their analysts put out, they made available to everyone.
Now, the SEC, as well as the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, are also looking into this. Why is Secretary of State William Galvin of Massachusetts involved in this?
Well, presumably, he's concerned that Massachusetts investors have been affected. And he has a long record of being pretty aggressive on some of these securities cases, even when federal regulators are looking into things. And often he has gotten a reaction more quickly than some of those regulators have.
I see. Now, aside from what was allegedly told to some investors and not others, Morgan Stanley is also facing criticism over how it handled the actual IPO that released too many shares and set the price too high. How does this factor into what we've been reading about in the past few days?
Well, it had a lot to do with this kind of hype and excitement that was going on around the IPO. And there was for sure a lot of demand. And it's being reported that in just the few days leading up to the IPO, there was pressure on Facebook and some of the venture capitalists, some of the longtime holders of the stock, investors in the company while it was still private, to give up more of their stock so there would be more available to people. And then the price edged up. You know, this is Wall Street. This is about making money. And they were trying to make as much money as they could on this offering. But then what happened is the stock came kind of, you know, just oozing down that first day instead of shooting up the way people had hoped it would.
Mm. Now, these various and this investigation, these allegations, do you expect this to have a further effect on the value of Facebook stock?
Well, today, oddly enough, the stock is up a little bit. That could be because it has fallen so much in the first couple of days of trading. And, you know, I think it's important to remember that this is a company with some value that people are interested in, and probably lots of people will end up holding the stock for a long time. And what we don't know is, could it rebound? We do know that they're going to be tangled up in a lot of legal matters for now, because the Wall Street folks, as well as some of the Facebook executives, and now NASDAQ, the stock market, have all been sued.
Mm. Beth Healy, business reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks so much for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.